Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. What a week we've got here. We went from just doing a bunch of shows to being packed with guests here on the program. Today we've got two guests, in addition to Mike Sempervivi, who's going to be joining us here in the second segment of the show. Ken Hesser, an attorney, is going to be on the show today. He's going to be talking the situation with Edmund, Ronda Rousey, Anna Marie DeMars, and more. For those of you that have no idea what I'm talking about, if you think that the craziest storylines are in professional wrestling, think again. Ronda Rousey's coach is a man named Edmund. And Ronda Rousey's mother, whose name is Anna Marie DeMars, does not like Edmund. And all of this weirdness started a couple of weeks ago when Ronda Rousey's mother did a series of interviews where she talked about how much she hated Edmund, how much she hated Ronda Rousey's coach. And she said all sorts of terrible things about Edmund, including the claim that if it were allowed, she would run over Edmund in a car. So today it came out that Edmund has filed for bankruptcy. And somehow Edmund is claiming that he makes no money. Edmund is the head coach for the most famous mixed martial arts fighter in the world, who makes millions and millions and millions of dollars. Edmund is claiming he's making $0 income and has for a while. What in the world is going on? We're going to talk to Ken Hesser about that today. Also, Tony Nese of Evolve, Dragon Gate USA, New York Wrestling Connection, a number of other places. TNA is going to be on the show today. I'll go over the list of the rest of our guests, plus how you can contact the show after the break. Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
I remember it like it was yesterday. As I downloaded the Geico app, a bluebird landed on my finger. I said, "Hey, Mr. Bluebird, did you know you can add a car to your Geico policy with just a tap of your finger? Just scan the VIN number. It's so easy." After that, we watched the sunset together and ate birdseed. The birdseed tasted super weird, but the sunset was nice.
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? you can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Halioak Laminate Flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Halioak Laminate for $2.29, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Got a lot of stuff to talk about on the show here today and the rest of the week. As noted, we have guests every single day from now until the end of the week. We have two guests on today. In the next segment, Ken Hesser is going to be joining us to talk about Edmonds bankruptcy. The bankruptcy of the coach of the most famous mixed martial arts fighter in the world. He claims he's making no money. People are very skeptical of this strange story. So Ken Hesser is looking over everything right now. He's going to join us in the second segment. In the final segment of the show, the third segment, we're going to be joined by Tony Nese of Dragon Gate USA. We got a lot of stuff to talk to him about. Evolve 51 and 52 are taking place this weekend. Evolve 51, November 6th at the Orpheum, Ybor City, Florida. And November 7th at the Barnett Clark Gym in Orlando. We've also got Joey Eastman on the show tomorrow, Dave Meltzer on the show on Thursday, Dr. Lucha on the show on Friday. Tons of stuff to talk about. I should mention that if you are a subscriber, make sure you listen to the Tom Lawler Figure Four Daily from yesterday or the Brian and Vinny and Craig show tonight, because on both of those shows, we are running contests to give away a free copy of WWE 2K16. That is only for subscribers. There's information on the Tom Lawler show for his contest and the Brian and Vinny and Craig show for the other contest. And of course, if you want to call us today, 425-488-0525, toll free 844-411-5411, text messages to 425-780-7566. All of these numbers available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com if you missed any of them. And let's kick off a Tuesday show here with Raw. Mike, what did you think about the show?
I thought it was a good show. As good as it can be right now. Put another one, another notch in the column, and I'll say I missed SmackDown, so I have no idea if that broke the streak, the very long streak of what now, three shows in a row that have been pretty good. Taking advantage of Cena being gone, and they're just, again, you can say what you want about the New Day and Seth Rollins and how they're booked. At least they're trying to put Roman Reigns in a position of being solid. They have the Usos back now, which is good, and it now provides a threat for the New Day, as well as, you know, what they have coming up against the Lucha Dragons. You know, it didn't look like it was going to be long-term anyway. Now we have the answer coming in back of them, which is the Usos, and I think a long series with them probably isn't going to hurt anybody's feelings as that goes along. No matter what anybody thinks about the Wyatt family, this is what WWE does. You have to accept that as part of your Monday Night Raw viewing. Vince's teddy bear, Lightning, all of that stuff from over the years. You got to expect that. And I think Bray Wyatt gets a little bit of a bad rap. I can understand how people think he's boring and it's the same stuff over and over again. But I think he does a good job with what he's got. And you got to accept it. So you have that going on as well. So, again, everything seems to be, there's at least a direction that they're going in right now. And I think they made the 3 hours go by as fast as they possibly could have last night.
I want to mention this because I've had a lot of people on Twitter and on our message board, of all things on the show, to get upset with me about. They were not happy that I was not thrilled with the Sasha Banks interview segment. They could not fathom why I didn't like Sasha Banks' promo. I didn't mention Sasha Banks' promo in particular, and this is not just a Sasha Banks issue. This is an issue up and down the entire show, and that is these horribly scripted backstage interviews. It wasn't so much Sasha. It was JoJo asking the goofiest, most wooden questions and the byplay between the two of them. I'm not even blaming Sasha, but I thought that Raw was much, much better. I thought that last week's Raw was good. I thought that SmackDown was good. There are a lot of things that are good right now. There are some big stars that are gone, and so they're forced to push Roman Reigns. I got a report from the show live last night that said that Roman Reigns was the most popular guy on the show. So it appears to be working, finally, for these people. Now, there are still issues, and one of them is these segments. And I'm not going to go on a long tirade about it, but I know that you can go on the WWE Network and watch all sorts of programming like Table for Three and this new WWE Breaking Ground, and you will see all of these WWE stars. They're so much more charismatic, they're so much more personable, they're so much more interesting on these WWE Network shows where they're not scripted. Yet for some reason, they cannot help themselves but to continue to script them and put them... Did you see on SmackDown? You didn't see SmackDown. You just mentioned that. There is a segment on SmackDown with Dean Ambrose and Ryback in a gym that is just the most...
Sounds like it could be magical, actually.
Oh, it's magical. It's the most preposterous... I mean, you can't show this to a normal person and not have them scoff at you for being a wrestling fan. And I'm pretty sure... From seeing Ryback on Table for Three, and from seeing Dean Ambrose on Table for Three, and from seeing both of them in non-Raw scenarios, I'm sure they could have a great little meeting filmed backstage at a gym on SmackDown. But instead, there was a script. They had to read their lines. Last night, here's one that you will have seen, Mike. Last night, there's a segment with Jack Swagger and Zeb and Alberto Del Rio. I know you saw this. Everybody saw this. Go back and watch this, everybody, and just look at this from the perspective of a normal person. Here's Jack Swagger dressed like a normal guy having a conversation with Zeb Coulter about this incident, Alberto Del Rio being brought back, and suddenly Alberto Del Rio is in the frame, and he's completely turned sideways from the other two men so that his body can be completely facing the camera like an action figure. He's virtually nude. He's completely shaved. He's tan and he's oiled up. And he's facing the camera in this preposterous outfit that nobody would wear in real life. And I realize they're backstage at a wrestling show, but he's facing the camera, but his head, like an owl, is turned almost 180 degrees so that he can look at the other two men as he's talking to him. It's so unnatural, but it's the way they do television. And I'm afraid it sucks. And I admit, it was a really good show. I enjoyed myself as a fan. I thought it was a lot of fun. But these segments are horrible.
Well, in a little bit of a different way with scripting, Roman Reigns, who, again, it was the fans did accept him. But, you know, you could see as he... Yeah, I don't know if he's the greatest at remembering lines because the crowd was with him last night and it was decent enough. And when he was going back and forth with Rollins, it was a little bit better. But that whole, you know, hey, it's good to be here. You know, that was borderline that I thought it was going to take a turn for the worse. And again, it's something that they have to be careful with, especially when it comes to him. I know they're going to overscript guys. That's what they do because they make movies, but they have to be very careful that all of their actors don't come off like, you know, at best Jim J. Bullock on, what was that show that he was on? Remember that one? He was the center square on Hollywood Squares. It was way back with Ted Knight, the guy from Caddyshack.
It's not like I just recently stopped watching television. I've never watched television.
Too Close for Comfort. You never saw that show?
No.
Huh, I'll be damned.
Man, I was in heaven talking to Bob Backlund. He doesn't even have a TV. We're on the same wavelength. I do the Harvard step test every day. He does the Harvard step test every day.
Do you really?
Man-made sugar. No, I don't do the Harvard step test.
I was going to say, I challenge you to get a gym in the box, though.
Well, I go to an actual gym.
No, but
the box
you have
is
to get...
a giant building, and there's a lot of cool stuff in it.
Yeah, well, that's true. But I mean, when you travel, and you do a lot of traveling, you can get the Bob Backlund Gym in a Box and be able to just from the luxury of your hotel room, which you never get to leave anyway because you're always doing radio shows in them, you get to get a big, healthy workout.
I want to mention two quick stories before we go to the break because Ken Hester will be joining us to talk about Edmund when we come back. But a couple of notes from last night's Observer Radio. First off, it is somewhat strange that Sting was written out of history in that video package for last year's Survivor Series, but I should note that he was mentioned in commentary by, it was either JBL, I forget who it was, but he was mentioned in commentary. So perhaps we read more into it last night when he was just inexplicably taken out of the entire video package for last year's show, when he was, in fact, the biggest thing on the show last year, the debut of Sting. And the second thing is that Nikki Bella apparently is out rehabbing some injuries. It doesn't appear to be anything serious. I guess she's doing chiropractic care. Her neck's been banged up, her hip's been banged up. I don't know if she'll be gone the entire time that John Cena's gone.
Good timing.
But she is gone for a little while, so. Stand by, everybody. Back in a moment to talk Edmund, Ronda Rousey, bankruptcy, wackiness, Ken Hester, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I was going to say it's the same old day as ever on Observer Live since we're here every day, but I'm wrong. A lot of weird stuff going on, a lot of wacky stuff. We're joined right now by Ken Hester. He's an attorney here to talk about this Edmund situation. Edmund, of course.
Interesting introduction for Ken there, saying how weird and wacky it is. Now we're going to have him on.
Hey, this is weird. Ronda Rousey's coach is claiming that he has no money. He's claiming that he hasn't paid taxes in years. He hasn't made anything in years. He claims, if I recall correctly, and Ken can correct me if I am wrong, that him and his wife, their annual household income is minus $10. Is that right, Ken?
Hi, Brian. Hi, Mike. How are you both doing? This is not that unusual. It is unusual he hasn't filed taxes. So I have people come in often with that issue, and they sign an affidavit. Typically, they are elderly or older, or they're not working in any way. My understanding is this gentleman is a well-known figure in the world of MMA. The trustee, who's the person that administers the estate and has really control of everything at this point, we'll get to the bottom of this. I'm sure he is aware that people in his ear say who this guy is. And, when a trustee has a case like this pop in front of him, when most of these cases are administratively very quickly run through, something like this, especially where there is an asset of this type that could be looked at, he's going to do his due diligence. And hence, I was looking through the filing this morning. It looks like he's going to be interviewing him at the 341 meeting, which is the meeting of creditors, and also doing a follow-up deposition called a 2004 of this guy also. And I'm sure the wife and everybody else will probably be pulled in some way so we can figure out whether this thing has any value and whether he can get at it.
So what is Edmund claiming here? The coach of the most well-paid MMA fighter on the whole planet.
He's gotten himself tied up in a lot of debt. Things aren't what they always seem. And just because he has a high-profile position, it looks like he's gotten tied up in a lot of frivolous spending and a lot of things, which maybe some bad deals, who knows, but it looks like a lot of banks are after him. As far as the income, it does stand out that he just filed and his wife didn't come in. You have to list your household income and you have to list your spouse's income in a bankruptcy filing. However, a husband or a wife can file singly. Now, the trustee, again, the first question he's probably going to ask this guy next week at the meeting is going to be, why didn't your wife file too? And I am sure that he is going to have questions for her at a separate proceeding, because normally trustees, especially in a case like this where there are some assets, as I said, they get suspicious when only one of them files, because normally a husband and wife will file together because they get some extra benefits out of it and everything's taken care of at once. So that's a big red flag for a trustee.
But let me go back to my original question here. I understand that he claims that he's got a lot of debts. He lists all of his debts. He owes a lot of money to a lot of people. However, he's claiming that he also has no income.
Mm-hmm.
He owns a gym. He is Ronda Rousey's manager. I mean, maybe there's a situation where he was working for his gym for free and he was coaching Ronda Rousey for free. But isn't that right there a red flag that he claims?
It's a red flag. And Brian, that if you run a business, there are always creative ways where you can get around paying yourself a salary. When you list your bankruptcy, you list your income on a bankruptcy schedule, you have to list this. I mean, I'm normally very careful about how I list things on my schedule for my clients. You want to make sure you got everything in there because these trustees deal. They know every trick in the book, so to speak. So, I would assume that he was advised of this. And I can guarantee you that the trustee will, again, get to the bottom of this. They have very wide powers. I mean, they can go in. They literally say that gym was transferred over and say it has some significant value. Say it was transferred over to Ronda Rousey or was transferred to another family member. He literally can sue that family member and sue to get that gym back, so to speak, into the trust so it can be sold and distributed, the assets can be distributed to the creditors. So I have full faith the trustee is going to get to the is going to eventually figure out what's going on here. And really the big deal here is what the value of that asset is, which my understanding is that gym is well regarded. So does it have value? Is it something that can be liquidated? Or can the trustee get a check from somebody to basically buy it back from them so it can stay in business?
So he did transfer the ownership of the gym, correct?
That's my understanding. Yeah, I don't know who it was transferred to, but if he transferred it, that's not necessarily a problem. The issue is, does it have any real value? And what's the value of the thing? Is the gym itself? Is it mortgaged up? Is it something the trustee could sell? Is there equipment, things such as, machines, things like that, that have real value? That's all the trustee cares about, because the trustee cares about how much he can sell the thing for. And then he'll always offer it to typically the debtor himself first to basically buy it from. He's just looking for a check. Trustee has no interest in running an MMA gym.
Now, obviously, there's a giant list of debts here. He owes, I can't even find the list here, $700,000. He has a bunch of credit card debts. I guess $700,000 is the total here, but I don't know what else to say about this. I mean, everybody is very skeptical. I guess the question to you would be, do you see things like this all the time? I mean, it seems that when people look at this, they're like, this one is a particularly preposterous bankruptcy filing. But is it really? Or is this just a high-profile one and you see these every day?
It's a high-profile one. I mean, you'd be surprised. I mean, a lot of it is on creditors. I mean, they're extending credit to this guy. But you see that all the time. You'd be surprised at people that are, let's just say they're clearly, there's no question, they're not pulling in much money, but they get tied up in a lot of credit card debt or mortgage foreclosures or judgments against them. It just piles up. So there's certainly some major questions here on this one, but this is not something which is that out of the ordinary for a Chapter 7 filing, and especially in California and certain states where you would see maybe these more out of the ordinary things, like in LA. It doesn't. It's not something that's too crazy.
Was his gym incorporated as an LLC?
That I don't know. But see, again, the trust that really doesn't matter, Mike. I mean, the trustee can do whatever to that gym. He's going to look at the value of the gym. He's going to look at who it was transferred to. He's going to look at all the liens on it. If there are liens on it, he's going to look. He's going to take an inventory of everything in it, and try to get an idea of what the real value is. Now, if that thing itself is all mortgaged up, then he's probably going to do nothing with it. So it really won't matter.
Okay.
He lists $136,000 owed to Bank of America, $117,000 to Barclays Delaware. Huh, Delaware there, Mike. $194,000 Citibank, another $9,000 to Citibank, another $163,000 to another Citibank, $7,000 to Discover, $8,000 to Discover. This is a long list here, and I guess before we go, what is next in this? Where do they go from here?
Well, what's going to happen is there's what's called the meeting of creditors. Normally, in fact, I just had one this morning in Orlando. It's normally a five-minute meeting. You do it, it's in and out. Now, on a higher-profile case, they can go up to sometimes a half hour, an hour. Different creditors can show up and ask questions to Edmund, find out why he filed, get more questions in about his income, and ask really whatever they want. But ultimately, after that, the trustee will follow up with him, have another what's called 2004, a deposition. And then the trustee will get with the attorney for Edmund and try to work out a deal or this might go to court, so to speak. It might go in front of a judge. But normally, Edmund was probably well advised prior, and I imagine there'll be some sort of settlement with the bankruptcy estate on the case. He'll get a bankruptcy discharge. Debts will be wiped out, and he can go about his merry way.
All righty. Well, Ken, before you go, any plugs you want to get out there?
Yeah, and if you need a lawyer in Florida, just Google Ken Hester. I'm around.
All right, Ken, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today, and we will keep you on a retainer, I believe that's the legal term, whenever we have more information, more legal issues to discuss here on this program.
If I got to pay taxes, this jackass has to pay taxes. I find it difficult to believe that he has just been, living off the earth while he's been training Ronda Rousey. Come on, man. How'd you get in all that debt? Stop it.
It appears, well, I don't want to talk more about this because I don't have the thing in front of me, but there was a certain term that was used in regards to paying taxes. It was something to the effect, if I recall correctly, of he said he couldn't remember the last time he paid. That's not good. Yes.
I know a few people like that.
That is not good. I should have got on the show as Jim Ross to give everybody the speech about how you got to pay your taxes.
Yes, especially if you're an independent contractor. You have several states to deal with, all that sort of stuff. Make sure you get somebody to help you and then find somebody to watch that person.
That was Ken Hester, and after the break, we're going to be joined by Tony Nese talking pro wrestling. There are two Evolve events coming up this weekend, 51 and 52, on November 6th and 7th, both in Florida, one of them in Ybor City. That is Friday night, and then the Saturday show will be in Orlando, Florida. And we're going to be talking to Anthony Neese about not only these shows, but his career, his time in TNA. He's been all over the place. He's facing TJ Perkins this coming Friday night. And, of course, TJ Perkins has worked quite a bit in TNA as well. So we can talk to him about that. And we'll take your Twitter questions for Tony Neese, if you have any, at Brian Alvarez. You can also send text messages to me. All of these numbers and such are available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. So we shall be back in just a moment with Tony Neese, pro wrestling, here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
I don't like sit-down dinners, I don't go to sit-down strikes. I like standing room only, and I don't ride bikes.
This pretty bad song is by a guy with pretty bad hemorrhoids. He needs Preparation H relief with a power of two. First, use fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes, then longer-lasting Preparation H maximum strength cream.
Let's sit together on the porch swing.
Preparation H, don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
I remember it like it was yesterday. As I downloaded the Geico app, a bluebird landed on my finger. I said, "Hey, Mr. Bluebird, did you know you can add a car to your Geico policy with just a tap of your finger? Just scan the VIN number. It's so easy." After that, we watched the sunset together and ate birdseed. The birdseed tasted super weird, but the sunset was nice.
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. MyBookie is the best website for all of your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA. That's USA. And receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Tony Neese is joining us here today. He's working this weekend for Evolve 51 at the Orpheum in Ybor City, Florida. He'll be facing TJ Perkins and Evolve 52 in Orlando at the Barnett Clark Gym. Peter Casa, I believe, is your opponent that day. Tony, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Not too bad. Let's start at the beginning here, and I mean the very beginning of your career. Did you train with Mikey Whipwreck?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. Mikey has not been on the show in a long time, but he is one of our favorite guests because he's a crazy dude. Any fun stories of training with Mikey? How did you break in?
I guess, I don't know. It was, I was always going to, like, shows on Long Island. Mikey was always, he always had a school out here. It was originally called HWA. The company no longer exists, but I used to always go to the shows and stuff, see ads for a school. I just knew one day I was going to join and just try, you know, try to do the wrestling thing, see how it works out for me. Just so happened to be there was a school, NYWC, at the time I was old enough to join, and Mikey was the head trainer. So that's kind of just how I got started, you know, simple story. But really training with Mikey was, it was pretty crazy because Mikey, you know, he was trained, you know, in his younger years he was trained with a guy, Sonny, I forget his full name or whatever, but he got, like, some formal training like that, but then he was really trained at the House of Hardcore with, like, Taz. So Mikey's training was pretty much a reflection of how Taz would treat people. And
I don't know if that's good or bad.
It was pretty much just getting your ass kicked every single day.
Well, that answered that question.
Well, we have to pretty much have him on 7-second delay all the time here, so I can imagine what came out of his mouth in this training.
Oh, that's right. No profanity here, but we can all guess.
Okay.
So you start training with Mikey. Now, you are 30, if I recall correctly, and that means that you were probably 10, 11, 12 years old during Mikey Whipwreck's heyday. Did you watch him growing up? Did you see any ECW? What do you remember from watching wrestling as a kid?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, ECW was huge in New York. We got the weekly shows on the MSG network, and so I was, and it was always, you know, like, you know, New York and Philly was always, we were always pro ECW. We worshipped everything. So Mikey was always just being able to, like, see him at, like, independent shows and everything was, like, one of the greatest things, just seeing him live and all that stuff. So we were always huge fan of everyone ECW and especially Mikey Whipwreck.
Now, what were your thoughts when you first got there in the ring? You decide you want to be a wrestler. Mikey Whipwreck is going to be training you. He goes in there. He does the calisthenics or whatever, beats your ass, and then next thing you know, it's time to do this training. Was it what you expected? Was it not what you expected? What were your thoughts early on?
When I first started, actually, it wasn't what I expected because I thought I was going to get in there and just learn to start running around and doing bumps and flips and all this stuff. But really, Mikey always made sure you respected everything before you did it. So I actually wasn't even allowed to step foot in a ring for my first 3 months of training.
So wow.
I literally just stood outside the ring, and we would learn how to tie up. We would learn how to do all the basics. And his whole thing was, if you don't know the basics, then you don't even deserve to step in the ring. So we'd learn all the stand-up basics, and then finally we'd upgrade, and we're allowed to get in the ring. And, you know, then we started to learn a little bit in the ring, and then, like, it would pretty much be a progressive state. So when we're here thinking, like, okay, I can learn this stuff, you know, pretty much every kid's the same. It's like, oh, I can learn this stuff. I can get right into this. And then you start to learn, like, oh, wow, there's so much more I need to know, and this is going to take a long time before I actually have my first match.
3 months before he even let you get in the ring. So once you did your 3 months, you did all your basics, you got in the ring, and then you start getting a chance to, I presume, learn how to run the ropes, put some basic matches together. How long was it before Mikey said, all right, Tony, it's time. You're going to do your first match.
So for me, it's actually longer than most guys get to these days. I mean, a lot of guys just pay and they're on shows immediately. But it actually took me about 2 years before I actually had my first match.
2 years.
Yeah, so again, he was very slow with his process. Believe it or not, actually, the first 2 weeks of me being there, and it was, you know, it was 3 days a week training, So my first, and it was like 3 hours, 3 to 4 hours of training. It was literally just 2 weeks of just locking up and literally just locking up. We did nothing else. So you can see how I took 2 years to really get into like starting to do matches and everything. Because again, he was huge, huge, huge on footwork, on everything being perfect. So you had to get your lock up absolutely. We would sit there for 3 hours with a partner and just lock up, drop our arms, lock up, drop our arms all day long.
Now, at any point during all of this, did you have any second thoughts about, okay, maybe this isn't as fun as I thought it was or anything like that? Or have you always been tunnel visioned on, damn it, I want to be a professional wrestler and be a star?
It was always kind of like that tunnel vision because, you know, granted, I'm on the floor locking up and everything. There's other guys in the ring who, you know, are more advanced. And so they're running the ropes. They're doing, you know, flip bumps and everything like that. So I just would sit there locking up for 3 hours just watching them in the ring going, okay, I can't wait till I get in there. I can't wait till I do that. You know, there was plenty of moments where it's like, come on now. You know, I know this. I got it, whatever. But, again, it was more of building that respect for what you're doing. And it was annoying then, but I appreciate it so much now.
I remember many years ago, when I was wrestling, I wrestled all of the local guys, and then one day I was put together with Buddy Wayne, who is an old grizzled veteran, and we drove down to Oregon or something like that, like 3 hours on the road or whatever, and we'd never wrestled each other, we'd never been in the ring together, I was a little guy, and so he wanted a little guy to do a bunch of flips with because he was a good base. Anyway, we get out of the car, and all he said to me, he didn't care about anything, he just said, let me see your lockup. And I locked up with him, and he was so unimpressed that I thought that he was going to get back in the car and drive all the way back home, and that was going to be the end of that. These veterans are sticklers for this lockup. And I don't think a lot of fans realize how important they considered the lockup to be. Weeks you spent on this lockup.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like, it's ridiculous, like, and you think, like, as you're doing it, you're like, oh, this is insane. Like, well, who really cares about this? And then you really start to learn that, like, you can simply, like, over experience, you can lock up with someone and you already know exactly what you're going to get out of them for the rest of the match.
Oh, yeah.
And on top of that, it's funny because, like, you know, I mean, everyone's usual ultimate goal is to make it to, you know, WWE, whatever it is, right? A lot of times when you go there and you do a tryout or if you, you know, you get to go in the ring if you're an extra one day, they'll tell you to get in the ring and roll around. They don't even look at anything. They just look at your feet and they look at your tie-up or they'll look at your feet. And the second one thing is off, they turn around and they don't even bother to watch you anymore.
Now, I guess for those that are intrigued by this, were there other things that, from transitioning to a fan or a wrestler and training with Mikey, you were at the time, you mentioned the footwork and the tie-up and the lockup. I mean, was there anything that also struck you as, why is this guy obsessed about this? As a fan, I never thought twice about it, but he can't stop talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously everything. Like, the whole time was thinking that, like, why the heck does this matter? Why the heck does this matter? I think I learned, respected it more when I started wrestling guys who couldn't do it.
Yes.
Because I started to, or when I tried to teach others, you know, there was a time where I would help out with the NYWC.
Oh, man, we just lost him. All righty. Well, stand by, everybody, and I will work to get him back on. And in the meantime, Mike, any big matches you've watched lately?
Yes. Believe it or not, I actually watched that Mochizuki Shingo match from Dragon Gate. If anybody had a chance to hear the Observer radio show with you and Dave Meltzer last night, knows that Dave thought Mochizuki put on possibly the greatest individual performance that he has ever seen in the entire history of Dave Meltzer of watching professional wrestling. I think he will have second thoughts on that, although I will say this. It was a textbook match as far as Mochizuki being the older guy, putting everything he had into it, pulling out every stop that he had to try to knock Shingo off, but coming up just short. It was a unbelievable match, and it's if you go to YouTube or Daily Motion, I am sure it is out there for you to see. And I would implore anybody that gets a chance to go out and see it, because it really is one of the best matches of the year. It only goes about a half hour. Sometimes those Dragon Gate singles matches, which are tend to be incredibly underrated because people don't get a chance to see them, but they do tend to go too long. This one went about a half hour. It was fantastic.
All right, sadly, I think that Tony fell into the abyss of driving around in Florida with a cell phone. And so I'll keep an eye on this here, and if he gives us a call back, we'll get him back on the show. But I have that match queued up. I haven't watched it yet. But
you know, like, talking about, like, yesterday with, you know, as great as, like, Ricochet and Matt Sydal are, and they are great, you know, a great singles match, you know, you compare that one, and it's, in a way, I guess, it's like apples and oranges, but... Man, that Mochizuki Shingo match, when you have a one-on-one, just a great wrestling match, no matter, the psychology matters more than the athletics. And this is a great example of it, at least for me, in my opinion, as far as my tastes go. This is just a all-time classic as far as being a textbook of, you know, older challenger trying to knock off the champion. It was excellent.
Older challenger being 45 years old.
And he's been there a long... It's amazing, like, Shima, and you think about all those guys have been in Dragon Gate for so long, and they are like clockwork. You want to talk about guys, you know, footwork and things like that. They drilled so hard, so well early that they've been able to keep up, and their bodies, for the most part, have been able to keep up. That is a... It is an amazing promotion that probably doesn't get its due.
I don't know if it's nutrition or it's better training or it's smarter training or what it is, but these guys are getting older and older and they're still great. Minoru Suzuki is a good example. I remember when I was in my early 30s, I would see these guys that were 40 and in shape, and it would seem like a rare thing, like, man, I hope I'm in shape at 40. And next thing I know, I am 40 and I am still in good shape. And so now I look at these guys who are like 45 and 50, and I'm thinking, man, I hope when I'm 45 and 50, I'm in decent shape. I think I probably will be, and I don't know what it is that has changed, but I remember when I was a little kid, like, when you were 40, that's it, dude. It's over. It's not like that anymore.
No, I think it's medicine. It's just we are getting bigger, stronger, faster.
Medicine.
And I think when it... Well, I mean, as far as, you know, just medical care and things like that, I mean, as far as in nutrition, all that sort of stuff. And when it comes to professional wrestlers, you know, this is going to sound, you know, kind of cynical to say, but, you know, the lack of what you sometimes put into your bodies that wasn't, you know, necessarily the best of things may help you for later on down the line, too.
All right, I think Tony was here, but I'll talk to him during the break. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Tony Nese is back from the ether here. We've got Evolve 51 and 52 coming up this weekend. Tony is working both shows. Evolve 51 at the Orpheum, Ybor City, Florida. Evolve 52 at the Barnett Clark Gym in Orlando, Florida. Both of these, all sorts of information available at WWNLive.com. And Tony, before we go, let's get some plugs out, some social media, whatever's on your mind.
Yeah, man. You know, you can follow me on Twitter at, you know, at Tony Nese, same thing on Instagram. You know, I look forward to this weekend. This weekend's going to be huge for me. You know, I got two great guys. You know, TJ Perkins, we all know he's great. And Peter Casa is, I mean, if anyone's seen him in New York, he definitely put on a show. I think he's going to be, you know, a big up-and-coming star for Evolve. So, you know, two huge ones for me. And anyone who's not going to be there in Florida should definitely check it out on WWNLive.com.
Well, Tony, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. I apologize for the issues with the phone, but maybe the next time Evolve has some shows, we can get you back on and talk more. We barely even got started here today.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely got a lot more to say.
That's right. Well, thanks so much today. And, of course, we're going to be back tomorrow with more, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live. We're here Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Replays every day at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. And, of course, we're here Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Replays. Commercial-free replays, by the way, for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. We've got the Brian and Vinny and Craig show tonight. Retro Raw, Retro Nitro. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks, Mike, as always. Everybody at Sports Byline USA, all of the callers and listeners, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.